From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our program. Please have your Bible open at John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3, for we will be looking at that passage in a few moments. Let me remind you of our evening program at 9 o'clock, when our gospel subject will be Something Worth the World and More. This series of studies is available on a free cassette tape. Please be sure to request your copy. Let me invite you to our special missionary weekend this Friday at 8 o'clock and Lord's Day 11:30 and 7. Miss Margaret Russell will show a video of her work in Kenya on Friday evening at 8 o'clock, and the Reverend Larry Power and the Reverend David McMillan will speak at our morning and our evening services here in Kilskerry on the Lord's Day. Please come along. Here's a hymn just before we turn to John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. It's Jack Halcombe singing Harbored in Jesus.
Once I was drifting, lost and in sin. Once I was dying, darkness within. But now I am living the way He planned. Harbored in Jesus, kept by His hand. Harbored in Jesus, safe and secure. Are you drifting with none to care? Friend, are you dying deep in despair? Come unto Jesus, He'll set you free. Harbored in Jesus, eternal.
Subject this morning is the Father's house, and we're looking at John chapter 14 and the verses 1 to 3. These are among the best known verses in the Bible. This chapter has many verses that are particularly precious to the people of God, and they have been so for some 2,000 years. The words before us contain, first of all, a common complaint and its cure. The common complaint is, of course, spiritual heart trouble. Let not your heart be troubled. There is much talk today of the risks that we all run of heart trouble because of our modern lifestyle. We over-exercise our jaws through overeating and under-exercise the rest of our bodies because of the modern modes of travel and work. Consequently, heart attacks are on the increase. But this heart trouble is different. And I must say, it is a much more serious form of heart trouble. It is the troubling of the heart concerning spiritual and eternal matters. It is a problem that distresses many, and that of all ranks and walks of life. It is a trouble that afflicts Christians as well as unbelievers. No amount of proper physical exercise or careful monitoring of our eating habits can help this problem. But Christ gives us here a full and a foolproof remedy. The word troubled means agitated. It's what happens to the surface of a lake when the wind starts to get up. The smooth, placid surface is disturbed and whipped up and troubled by the wind. Such is what happens to men when they give thought to eternity. They are troubled by doubts and fears and anxieties. That's why so many avoid most assiduously any thought of spiritual or eternal things. It has to be said that for the unconverted man or woman, there is ample grounds for such anxiety. The future is most dark, filled with dread for the person who is yet in their sin. They face the darkness of a lost eternity, and that should trouble all that are unconverted. However, when the Christian, a person who has bowed in submission and faith before Christ, and who has clung to him and his sacrificial work on Calvary as the basis of their hope for God's pardon and entrance into everlasting glory when they die, when they become agitated and fearful regarding eternity, their fears are groundless. Their danger is imagined rather than real. Listen to these words of the Apostle Paul. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5 and the verse 1. And one other quotation. Ye turn to God from idols, to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. The child of God ought not to be fearful of eternity. But for those who are not saved and ought to be fearful of eternity, and those who are saved and should not be fearful of what lies ahead for them, the cure is the same. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Verse 1. It is faith in Christ. If you are not saved today, then the answer to your fears regarding eternity is faith in Christ. By all means be anxious about the judgment of God that most certainly is coming upon this world. But there is a refuge to be found in Christ. Flee to him and join the psalmist in saying, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defence and refuge in the day of my trouble. Psalm 59, verse 16. The cure is the same for the Christian also. It is faith in Christ. Rest in him. Lean back on him. Remember the words of Holy Scripture. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stead on thee because he trusteth in thee. Isaiah chapter 26 and the verse 3. Perfect, undisturbed peace is enjoyed by those who are resting solely upon the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Now, secondly, in these verses, we have the future home of the Christian. We understand little of heaven, for its glories are beyond our comprehending. But the Saviour tells us here that there is a heaven for those who are trusting in him. It is called the Father's house. It is that place where the Father's presence and power and love is wonderfully manifested. In this world there is much that is contrary to the will of God. For that reason the world is a wicked, wretched and unhappy place. In heaven, God's perfect will governs, and that to the fullest measure. Heaven is what the Garden of Eden was before man's fall into sin. That is where the redeemed of God are going, and that immediately after they die. They are going to God's home, a place of many mansions, a place of splendor and magnificence, a place purchased by the richest of currencies, the blood of Christ. It is for this reason that men need to be saved, for heaven is a place where nothing that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, shall enter. It is for those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Revelation chapter 21, verse 27. Please note that Christ is even now preparing heaven for his people. I go to prepare a place for you. Verse 2. Many wonder just what it is that Christ is doing at this moment. Well, here is the answer. He is preparing a place for his blood-washed children. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Finally, notice a promise from Christ regarding his return. That is clearly the promise Christ gives here. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Verse 3. This world has largely put all thought of the Saviour's first coming to this earth out of its mind. The purpose, the message of Christ's first coming is mocked and scoffed. Even more so is the message of his second coming. Nevertheless, all that the Bible says about Christ's first and second comings is true. He is coming again. We have his promise on that. Furthermore, the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. James chapter 5, verse 8. 2,000 years have passed since this promise was made by the Saviour. Some foolishly think that such a lapse of time is ground enough for doubting. Remember that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack or careless concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. The Lord is still gathering in his elect, but the appointed hour of his return will come round, and he will keep his promise. Be ready for that moment. Trust in the gospel promise. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. John chapter 6, verse 37. O come to Christ right now and embrace him as your Saviour. Join me again tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.